Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Now, no chasing for the present seems to be joyous. Who likes that? To be chastened, you know, the example about Dad, I sure didn't like that at all. It wasn't joy, it wasn't a happy occasion, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Again, it was this week I was visiting somebody's house, and something was said about castor oil. Who was that house I was in? I visited a lot of people. Whoever it was, there were some older folk, and we joked about the castor oil. Mama, and especially Grandma, gave me black draught. You know what black draught was, okay? I don't know if you can buy that anymore. I still remember it was in a bottle about that tall, about that skinny, about that wide. It had a black draught. I'd see Grandma every other weekend. We'd go to Kissimmee. I'd stay with her, and Daddy, after church, would go to Kissimmee, pick me up. We'd eat lunch at Grandma. Anyway, long story short, if I had a little cold, Grandma gave me a black draught. Mama gave me castor oil. If it didn't kill you, it'd cure what ailed you. One or the other. You know, it'd kill you or it'd cure what ailed you. Anyway, it didn't seem joyous, but it helped you, okay? And that's a silly illustration. But that's what God's chastening does in our life. For the moment, it's not pleasant at all. But when we look back to see what God had done and how he corrected us, thank you, Lord. Because you put me back on the right road, and now I'm not doing those things anymore, whatever the case may be. And so we see that, let's go back now to, I got to move on. Back to 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, to try to finish. So that's talking about that judgment, not to hurt us, but to help us, to correct us in love. And again, there's that phrase in verse number 29, not discerning the Lord's body. Again, it's the word discern means to make a distinction, as if to discern light from darkness, to identify one as different from the other. In other words, it's not just a regular meal. We're not just eating bread, and we're not just drinking fruit of the vine. You're not discerning what this is all about. You're not making the proper judgment. And because of that, look in verse number 30, because they did it unworthily, because they did not discern it properly, they were observing the Lord's Supper in the wrong manner. Here was God's judgment upon that church. For this cause, the not discerning, the unworthily, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. It's very self-explanatory. Because they observed the Lord's Supper improperly, irreverently. Can I use this term? They took it with a grain of salt. You ever heard that term? Yeah. That's a pretty good term. They took it with a grain of salt. Well, it is what it is, okay? God's damnation, judgment was upon them. Some were sick, some were weak, and then some slept. The word sleep here refers to the death of a believer. God's judgment was so severe upon that church that many, and again, that's the word that's used, many in that church. Now, I don't know how many are, but many are more than a few. So obviously there's many in that church who was observing the Lord's Supper wrong, not just a few. So many of you, ever how many that many is, are weak physically, and some actually became sick. And some of them went to the point of death because of this thing. By the way, just a sideline, I am so glad God is long-suffering and merciful. He wasn't quite that way with the first churches, like in Jerusalem. Remember Ananias and Sapphira? They lied to the Lord. Have you ever lied to the Lord? You know what happened to Ananias and Sapphira for lying to the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost? You know what happened to them? God killed them. If God put that, again, I understand these are the first churches, and you better not lie to the Lord. He will chastise you. But I'm glad God doesn't. If he did like he did in the church of Jerusalem and other places, we'd have a lot of empty pews. Aren't you glad of God's forgiveness in our life? Same way here, I think of it, I wonder how many people, not just in Westwood, but all over, that when they observe the Lord's Supper, they don't take it serious. It's just, oh yeah, just Again, I don't know. I'm not God. I told somebody this week, two things I've learned in my, I use this all the time when people ask me questions, two things, and I don't know the answer, two things I've learned in my ministry. Number one, there is a God. And number two, I ain't him. Let that sink in. So I don't know why God does what his ways aren't my ways. I just know the judgment isn't as obvious as it was back then. And I was dropping dead. But they're having church. They're dropping dead from lying in. So obviously, are you following? Little, I won't leave that alone because y'all think y'all can get by with sin, but you can't. You can't. But I just want you to notice there are some differences there at First Church and other things that setting things in order. Well, we see this here. And don't let think you're getting a license to sin. You're not. But it is interesting. Many sleep. Sleep is a word used in the New Testament for believers only. It's a term of peace and at rest, at sleep with the Lord. We'll be having a funeral Friday at Auburndale Memorial. We'll be putting Judy McCarter in the ground Friday, probably about noontime. She is now at rest, at peace, in the presence of the Lord. I'll tell them the funeral, and you know this, Judy McCarter is not at Kersey Funeral Home, waiting to be buried at Auburndale Cemetery. Judy McCarter's nowhere near that place. She's in heaven today. To be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. But it's interesting to know that in the New Testament, when it talks about the death of a believer, it speaks of sleep, that restful repose of believers. They're at rest with the Lord. They're not asleep like you slept last night and not aware of the situation, but they're with the Lord at rest, waiting to receive a new body. And we read in 1 Thessalonians, let me just read this and I will move real quick. Chapter 4, verse number 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, believers, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which also sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. In other words, they will receive the resurrection first. They have preeminence. The dead will rise first. Then we which are alive and remain. Paul was looking for the coming of Christ during his lifetime. That's why he said, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. But I want you to see the point about how he used that word sleep 3-4 times, and it's used in other places where it talks about that believer is now in the presence of the Lord, and one day they're going to come and receive a new body. Amen. Won't that be something? That's going to be part of my message. The title of my message this morning, it's coming, it's coming. 2 Timothy chapter 4, our Redeemer is coming. I'll leave the rest of it there, but I can't. He's coming. Okay, let's move on. Verse number 31. There is a remedy for this. What we just talked about, the not discerning, the unworthily. Look at verse number 31. Here's how you can prevent this. The remedy, that castor oil, that Pepto-Bismol, whatever you have to take it, there's a cure for it, okay? Silly illustration, but you get the point. For if we would judge ourselves, that's that word examine. If we would examine ourselves, we should not then be judged by God. Again, it's not determining our salvation. He's not judging us upon our sins. It's about this thing about the Lord's Supper.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.